It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Today, President Obama will attempt to keep the national focus on his plans for the future. He turns up in Macomb County, Michigan, where he'll talk about the economy. Back in Washington, the administration and Congress face a growing debate over policies of the past. Controversy is growing over the actions of intelligence agencies during the Bush administration. Joining us now to discuss all of this is NPR's national political correspondent, Mara Liasson. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Let's begin our conversation with what is on the president's plate today as he heads to the Midwest.
Well, he is going to Macomb Community College, where he is going to announce a new goal that he wants 5 million additional community college graduates by 2020. After that, he's going to make what is probably his biggest news of the day. He's going to throw out the first pitch at the All-Star Game in St. Louis, Missouri. Mm. We don't know exactly how he's been practicing for that, but that's always a big presidential event. Meanwhile, there's lots happening at home that he's trying to work on as well.
Well, yesterday the president did meet with key congressional leaders at the White House and to talk about health care reform. That's a big one. Does it look like that effort is on track?
Well, no, it's not on track. And yesterday he met with the key chairman of the committees, Charlie Rangel in the House and Max Baucus in the Senate, as well as the Speaker, Nancy Pelosi, and the Senate Majority Leader, Harry Reid. And his message to them basically was, hurry up. He had laid down a timetable for Congress. He wanted both houses to pass bills by the August recess so that they could be reconciled and a final bill could be sent to him by October. And right now that timetable seems to be slipping. The House still seems on track, but the Senate Finance Committee has really been struggling on how to pay for the $1.2 trillion that it's going to cost to expand health care coverage. And the president has said this has to be paid for. It has to be deficit neutral. He also doesn't want to raise any taxes on anyone making under $250,000 a year. That makes this task more difficult. His legislative strategy has also been complicating this a bit because he's been very firm about the timetable. At the same time, he does not want to wade into the debate over these very hard choices about how to pay for health care. He wants to leave all those details to Congress. And there are many members of Congress now who think that he needs to get more involved in the details in order to get this to happen on time.
And Mara, now let's turn to those simmering controversies over intelligence gathering in the Bush administration. Two of them. First, the secret program that former Vice President Dick Cheney allegedly told the CIA not to tell Congress about. What more do we know about that program?
Well, what we know, it's a classified program. We know it was a program to target and assassinate individual al-Qaeda members and leaders as opposed to bombing them from the air with Predator drones. It never became fully operational. It wasn't necessarily illegal, but the big controversy is that Congress was not briefed about it. Yesterday, the White House was asked about this, and Press Secretary Robert Gibbs wouldn't say whether President Obama had been briefed about it, but he agreed with members of Congress on both sides of the aisle that, of course, it should have been disclosed to the relevant committee leaders.
And the second of those controversies, Attorney General Eric Holder reportedly leaning toward appointing a prosecutor to investigate whether CIA operatives broke the law when they interrogated terrorist subjects. What kinds of factors will come into play in that decision?
Well, that is much closer to home for the White House. You know, the president has said, he has told CIA operatives that if you followed advice in good faith, you are not going to be prosecuted. The White House has also indicated it is not inclined to go after the policymakers for this. His mantra has been, we want to look forward, not back on these issues. But in this case, what we understand is that the Attorney General is looking at people who might have gone beyond what they call the four corners of the law. In other words, operatives who went beyond even the legal guidance they were getting from the Bush Justice Department. However, this opens up a huge can of worms. And if they do start prosecuting CIA operatives, it will be a big distraction from the main issues on the president's agenda, like health care and the economy.
Mara, thanks very much.
Thank you, Renee.
NPR's Mara Liasson.